It's the 8th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. New data provided by the College of Policing reveal a disturbing upward trend for officers within the 2023-24 period. 12 officers were dismissed during that time for misconduct or criminal offence, averaging one a month. They are now barred from serving in the Bedfordshire Police Force going forward. Of the 12, 9 resigned and 3 were relieved of their duties. One was a volunteer special police officer, 3 were women and 8 male. Tom Harding, the assistant chief constable, said, "These figures show that we have effective procedures in place to identify and deal with these officers swiftly. The service will continue working to ensure we attract the right people into policing." Two vehicles belonging to Carl Packman, a firefighter who lives on Bedford's Goldington Avenue, were vandalised with black spray paint and stickers. The exterior paint was also scratched. Regarding motive, Mr. Packman said, "So far, I've assumed it's parking related, but I really don't know," adding, "I hope they are held accountable for their cowardly behaviour." The Royal Mail were threatened by the Leighton Buzzard Art Society with a lawsuit after a number of leaflets remained undelivered that would have promoted an exhibition. The delivery company decided to settle out of court with an agreement to partially pay for the leaflets and the delivery, equivalent to £1,560. Chairman of the society, Sally White, said, "I'm really sad that we had to go through all of that. It was frustrating dealing with a large company who was so dismissive of their customers." Indiana June, a great-grandmother from Arlesey, took on the challenge of a giant zip wire at Cornwall's Adrenaline Quarry Adventure Park. The 88-year-old, whose real name is June Holland, said, "I found the experience of going on a giant zip wire really thrilling. I'm so happy I managed to do it and tick it off my bucket list." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.